You are listening to Sheep Might Fly, a podcast of serialized fiction written and read by Tansy Rayner Roberts. Our current serial is Let Sleeping Princes Lie, and this is part 18, Kiss Your Prince. Z ran, crashing headlong into the wards on the tower in the castle grounds. They tingled and stung at the palms of her hands. "Damn it," she said breathlessly. "Here," said Cyrus, who had kept up with her pace easily. Jack and Chase were not far behind. The prince lay his hand over the wards, and the door clicked open. "Family only," he informed her. "You don't have to let me in." "Oh, we trust you," he said firmly, steering Z through the door. Once Jack and Chase were inside, the princes sealed the wards again. "Not that we don't trust our father or anything," said Chase. "But we don't trust him," Cyrus finished. "Not with Camilla. Not with any of us." Jack looked troubled. "You don't think she's a danger to anyone?" "Maybe herself," muttered Chase. "I think we need to talk to her," said Cyrus. "About Candon. About everything. But she'll listen to us. She knows we're on her side." Jack looked unconvinced. Z heard a shout above them. "That's Dennis," she said, and made for the stairs. "Wait," one of the princes called after her, but she ignored them. She barreled up the several flights of stairs and burst through into the queen's sleeping chamber, just in time to see. "I'm Prince Eolin of Zix," said the ghostly figure before her. "Has anyone seen my body?" "Eolin," Z snapped. His eyes went to her and his expression hardened as much as possible in a face that had no substance to it. "Z, you little bitch, you are alive." "Of course I'm alive. What are you doing here? Where's your body?" He threw his arms up dramatically. "That's what I was saying." Dennis, who looked like someone had hit him over the head with a rookery stick, cleared his throat. I can answer that question. Your body's on the southern pass through the Riverlands." "What, just lying about on the highway?" said Eolin in distress. "Ziggy, do you know this bloke?" "He's my brother," Z sighed. The princes and Jack had crowded into the room behind her, and it wasn't like it was news to any of them where she came from, who she really was. Everyone in this room knew her secret. "Stepbrother," Eolin corrected sharply. "Oh, and suspected murderer. Let's not forget that. Where have you been? What are you wearing?" "You don't get to complain about my uniform when you're wearing... What even is that? Some kind of fake armour made from an old chair?" Z paused, tilting her head. "Murderer? They thought you were dead, you selfish cat. What do you think they would think? I was the prime suspect because of the ridiculous plan to marry us off. They thought I'd do anything to get out of it, which, fair enough. I'm amazed anyone thought you had the necessary attention span to pull off a long-distance assassination. Besides, that whole marriage plot was your mother's idea in the first place." "They trawled the rivers for you," he howled at her. They stared in mutual silence for a moment. "They really thought you'd killed me?" Z said in a soft voice. Eolin folded his arms. Translucency aside, he did look different to the spoiled prince she had known for years. His face was harder. His eyes more hollow. He looked like someone who had worked and suffered and mourned. "They believed it enough that they exiled me," he said. "So you could run away to a fairy tale kingdom and play at toy soldiers by the looks of it." That wasn't the only reason. She'd never liked him. They'd never liked each other, but somehow she wanted him to understand why she had escaped. "He can forgive me, maybe the rest of them will too." "And oh look, apparently I'm still a prince, because even though I have no money, no title and no family anymore, I'm still vulnerable to a curse of sleeping thorns. Hooray for the perks of royalty." Z sighed. "I'm sorry. I'm sure we can find your body. Dennis said..." She looked around. "Where's Dennis?" "Oh shit," said Prince Chase with feeling. "Where's Camilla?" Camilla was in trouble. Dennis had watched her slip out of the room in all the chaos of Z's argument with the newest prince in the tower. and he chose to follow because he was pretty sure everyone in that room had at least some vested interest in keeping Kai alive and safe. He wasn't so sure about Camilla. She was muttering to herself, bumping into walls as she went, clearly not 100% there. He followed her down through the kitchen into the workroom, where she'd spent so many hours teaching Kai to master his magic. Dennis had barely spent any time here before. He never entirely felt welcome in this tower. The intense friendship that had built up so quickly between Camilla and Kai was important to both of them. Dennis had thought for a long time that Camilla was as much in the dark as Kai about their true relationship. "You knew he was your brother," he said now. "Of course," said Camilla, running her hands over the black wild paintings that adorned her walls, tattoo-like walls of shadow and light, forming patterns, mazes, monsters and, well, castle walls. Now that he came to look at it, Dennis saw a coherence in the images that Camilla had painted here over the years, in the ink that connected her magic to Kai's. Towers and turrets, deep rooms, chaotic staircases leading nowhere. There were monsters on the walls, giant snakes, angry phoenixes, horns and wings and claws, as if she'd painted a lifetime's worth of nightmares here. "Did you make these with magic?" he asked. "They help me focus," said Camilla, her hands roaming the images as if she could read them through her fingertips. "I have to put the magic somewhere." She paused, turned slowly to gaze at him, her eyes wide. "My father's an idiot." "Okay," said Dennis, not sure where she was going with this. "I can't have been stealing Kai's magic as a baby. That's ridiculous. I've always had too much of it. I think perhaps I might have been trying to put magic into him." Dennis tried to stay calm at the bewildering idea that this was somehow better. Camilla was smiling, and he wasn't sure why. "Is that helpful?" he tried. "I've been putting all my excess magic here for years," she said in delight. "I can take it back." He opened his mouth to say something pointless like, "Are you sure?" then shut it again. Camilla clearly had a better idea than he did about what was going on. "How can I help?" Camilla pressed her fingertips against the spiralling ink painting of an enormous crocodile with a unicorn's horn. It burst free of waves as if about to spike someone, possibly the several snakes painted on the wall next to it. "Tell me about my brother. I wasted all this time trying to teach him to control his magic, and I hardly know anything about him. Tell me why you love Kai." Dennis sputtered at first, because love? They weren't there yet. Neither of them had said those words to each other. Still. "He's smarter than me," he blurted out. "I keep waiting for him to figure that out, but he doesn't seem to mind. He's funny and sharp and just really freaking beautiful. I can't believe he's mine most days." "So, yes, love, apparently." Camilla smiled at him, her eyes glowing and her mouth twisting up wickedly. It was nothing at all like Kai's smile, which was a relief somehow. "Good," she said, and breathed in. Every painted tattoo from the walls whirled for a moment, and then they flocked to her, peeling off the walls, slipping and sliding. Camilla inhaled them, patterns reforming over her skin. There was no longer more than an inch of any part of her skin that was not decorated. Heat washed over Dennis as Camilla stalked towards him, placed hands on both sides of his face, and kissed his mouth. Dennis hadn't kissed a girl since he was 12 and still figuring himself out. As an experience, it wasn't any better now. His only consolation was that this was as far from romantic as any kiss was likely to be. His own skin burned for a moment, as if he was standing outside at midsummer, and then the heat subsided. Somewhere a heavy door broke open with the hiss of magical wards dissolving. "Get your hands off my daughter, hound," said the haughty voice of King Iolcus of Charming. Dennis, whose hands were nowhere near anyone's daughter, pulled back from Camilla, staring at her. She looked almost normal now, There were still more tattoos than usual crammed onto her neck, her arms, and all visible skin except her face. "Go get him," she said with a warm, sisterly smile. "Kiss your prince awake." "Stay exactly where you are," snapped the king. "What is the meaning of this? Did you think you could keep me out of my own tower?" Dennis turned, stumbling over his own feet. The king was right there with the witch, Ms. Birch, at his side. "Go," said Camilla. "I'll deal with this." "You'll deal with nothing, young lady," said the king. Camilla threw a cloud of bird-shaped shadows at him in a whirl of fury. "Stop telling me what to do!" Dennis should stop this, should calm her down, should prevent some kind of irreparable royal family tragedy. But Camilla's words burned through his thoughts. "Go get him. Kiss your prince awake." As Ms. Birch sliced through the shadow birds with some kind of broomstick weapon made of light, and the king howled his rage at his daughter, Dennis ran for it. He clattered up the tower steps and did not look back. "Go get him. Kiss your prince awake." Thanks for listening to Sheep Might Fly. You can sign up to my author newsletter for updates. Follow me on Twitter at TansyRR or at Sheep Might Fly. Find me on Facebook at TansyRR Books. If you like this podcast, consider supporting me at Patreon, where you can receive all kinds of cool rewards, early ebooks, and exclusive stories for a small monthly pledge. See you next week.